that LK Mobile.
Hi, Shane. Ninja OTR Mobile for a little while here. Heading down towards the Dodgers, about 2 or 3 miles from there now. How's your day?
Morning, Shane. Morning, Tom. W2T sitting at home.
Tom, good morning, Rusty. Tom, and hello, Miss Bernice. I really enjoyed myself Saturday when I stopped by there. I appreciate the tour and getting to meet you face-to-face. I enjoy that, Tom.
What? And Bernice was going to give you a jar of raspberry jelly she made, and we forgot all about it, but maybe we'll catch you next time. And Mr. Rusty, go ahead and take it. How are you doing?
All W2T.
I guess you can go ahead, Jane.
The repeater's interfering, or if it's me or what, but I'm having trouble copying. And I was changing gears. Go ahead, Tom.
Roger. Well, Rusty said he had a phone call there. Did you get back yet, Rusty?
Oh, I'm back. When I said I was back, I had just gotten off the phone. Somebody's coming to pick up a TV that needs to go in for repair. So, anyway, but just sitting here trying to get caught up on things. Got to go out here in a little bit and run up to the dry cleaners and pick up my vest, which is in for cleaning, and then various and sundry other things to do today. And all. But getting ready for the weekend. Go ahead, Shane, W2T.
Plenty to do there, Rusty. How does the radio sound, Tom? I just got it hooked up this morning, tuned the antenna. Just wondering how it's sounding.
Absolutely perfect. Just full quieting, Shane. Are you in your business truck?
A different one, though. I can't. Not the same one I was driving there in the night run.
And also, you got a new installation, huh, Shane? Well, good. It's sounding good over here and everything. And Tom, I understand you're on your way down to your daughter's house. Go ahead, Tom.
And Shane, we thoroughly enjoyed you the other day, and just come back anytime you're in that area. We'd love to have you. And I gotta see where I can park here. I don't know. I don't want a tree falling down on me. There's a young man walking up towards me. And the daughter's parked out here. I better ask him, Miss Sandrochio.
Confused as to where he's supposed to be this morning, Shane. What you up to?
Might be visiting a school or something, or someplace where they're going to make him park somewhere. I'm out here in Easley, headed towards the Berea area, make another delivery. And then I'm probably going to find somewhere.
Making local deliveries now? I thought you were on the road all the time.
It's called day run. Started last week. I woke up Friday morning two weeks ago and with a text message saying another driver had lost his route and he was taking mine. They cut his route out completely. And he was going to take mine to try it out through bid, which is in October or end of September. See if he likes it.
Matt. Go ahead, Tom.
There you go, thinking again, Rusty.
Uh-oh, there goes the neighborhood. Hi, Dave. Hey, I'll let you guys have it. We're at the Dodgers, and there was cutting trees here, so I had to be careful where I pulled in at. Didn't want to get one dropped on me. And maybe she hadn't got much time because she works from home on the computer today. So I'll say 73s to everybody. And Mr. Dave, you go ahead and pick it up and catch you all down the line. This is Enzo TR Clear.
73s, Tom. And, a tree falling on you, that would definitely be a losing. I think you'd be on the losing end of that one, unless it's a very small tree. Oh, my goodness. I don't know who's next. Rusty, go ahead and pick it up. KP4 CPA.
Okay, good morning, Dave. And now, if a tree fell on Tom, it wouldn't hurt a thing. It just hit that hard head of his and bounced. So we know what that's going to be, what that's like. So, you know, that's the way it is with him around and everything. So anyway, and I'll go ahead, Shane, pick it up.
I'm Bernice. Have a good day. And hello, Dave. Good morning to you. Well, sorry. I'm copying Rusty. Good afternoon. It's 10 minutes after.
I just finished the late morning tennis match. We started at 10:30. and I think we must have finished a couple of minutes before 12, but anyway, of course you have to sweep and line the court after you get through playing, but anyway, it's not too big of a deal. But I'm just headed on the way home. I just heard y'all in there. See, Rusty, I don't think it goes back to you.
Well, I'm going to be here for another few minutes and everything. So, well, anyway, Shane, good to hear you in here, and good to hear you, Dave, and had it. So I'm going to go ahead and sign with both of you because I need to go ahead and finish getting dressed and run my errands before it gets too hot. So I'll catch both of you later. N4ZLK to take it with KB4CBA. W2T, 7-3s for now. Go ahead, Shane.
Have a good day. Go ahead, Dave.
He's Rusty, and have a good one. So Shane, I'm like Rusty. I didn't know you were doing local stuff. So you, do you like that better or not?
I know I sleep better when I'm working in the daytime. I've got to really make sure I get good sleep if I'm working nights. Sometimes it's hard to do. I don't necessarily enjoy the work more around, you know, because I'm having to deliver bulk stops, but it's really not that bad. I just got lazy, and it's probably better for me to be getting out and doing something instead of just driving down the interstate and not really working that hard.
Well, yeah, I guess it would be a little bit cooler in the evening, at least some days. Of course, it's heating back up now, and you know I always think about the Shelby Hamfest. It's either blazing hot or pouring down rain, one or the other.
If it's this weekend, which I think it might be, I think I was hearing talk about it, it kind of looks like it might be raining again.
That's just dandy. Yeah, I think it's this weekend. It's usually the weekend of, you know, Labor Day. So, anyway. So, I need to look that up, though, to be sure. You know, it'd be like me to go driving up there and it's and it's not there.
KF4DOS. Hey, yeah, this Shelby is this weekend. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Well, what you gonna buy me?
Same thing I bought you last year.
Well, a 7600?
I have two of them, David.
Well, anyway. Yeah, I got the 7300. I'm happy with it.
How are you today?
It's a little warmer today, and I had to spend a little longer in the trailer. Got one more stop, but I had a bulk stop, a bunch of football helmets, about 116 cases of them. That took a little bit of time.
But it's hot in those trailers. I just can't imagine. So, Dave, what you up to?
Not inside those trailers, but if it's got a fiberglass roof, you know, they put the fiberglass roof on there to make it a little lighter on the inside of the trailer so people can see when they're loading it. But it sure does make it hotter. You know, I thought the aluminum trailers would be the hottest, but they're not. You get one of them fiberglass roofs, and that heat just comes on through there, and it gets really miserable. Go ahead, Shane.
I agree with you. The light is nice, especially when you're backed into kind of a darker dock, but that heat is just, you try not to stay in there very long. But anyway, at least I didn't have to go through the whole summer like that.
I tell you, my garage was really hot. We really need to put some kind of vent in there, you know, with a blower or, you know, that draws the air out. And because it's actually hotter in the garage than it is outside sometimes. So, you know, if I wash a pair of my tennis shoes, I just set them out in the garage. They'll dry quicker and more quiet in the garage than they do in the dryer. Anyway, go ahead, Dave.
Hey, I'm not sure.
Mr. Mayshane, we just had a pretty good little round table going here. I've just been over to the dump. And it is getting warm. I got to go home and do some other stuff. I got just a little bit more concrete work I've got to do. I've got to go out there and don't have a mixer anymore. I carried it back over to my brother-in-law's. And so now I got to mix up 3 bags by hand. I'm not looking forward to that, but that's okay. I'll get it done. And maybe there'll be a little breeze blowing by the time I get back to the house.
It's hot too there, Dave. And I was working on a project, almost done with it. A couple weeks ago, I was on vacation, and we've got a door. The laundry room pantry area is shut off from the kitchen by a door, and then the garage, it's between the kitchen and the garage. So I closed the kitchen door and left that door open and put a fan there blowing out in the garage tremendously.
That's nice. Right in my... you go to the laundry room, but right at the door to go out to the garage is the stairs to the bonus room. So so I really can't do that. Go ahead, Gary.
You guys are fortunate. Y'all got a garage. I don't have one. Right at the moment, I've got a metal building coming. It's 24 by 24, and it's got a big roll-up door in it and a walk-through door and 2 windows. I tore my old barn down, and I'm having a new metal steel building put up. It's supposed to be here in a couple of weeks, and I've got a little window unit that does heat and air conditioning. And I'm planning on sticking that in one of the windows. My next-door neighbor's an electrician, and he's got his own business. He's going to help me wire it up and get power out there to it. So I'm going to put that little window unit in, and then I'll have heat and air, But, you know, it's kind of hard to cool down an aluminum building when the sun's baking it.
Back to driving a stick shift, I gotta wait to get through the intersection. I'd like to put a mini split in my garage. I know a guy down in Georgia that did that. It really helps out.
Mini split.
It's a little heat and air unit. The inside part of it hangs on the wall, and you run the wires and everything out to a little compressor or condenser or whatever unit outside. It's like a little box. Not much bigger than a box fan. And you can get them in, I think, different sizes. They'll heat and cool, 1,000, 1,500 square feet maybe, or less if you get a smaller one. I think there's different sizes on that. We had one in an addition we put on at the old house for my mother-in-law, and it really did a nice job, and it was very quiet.
That's nice, I tell you. I'm just glad I have the garage. If I need to do... some work on one of my vehicles or one of my daughter's vehicles. I can pull it in there. At least I'm out of the sun. And but anyway, my daughter had a screw in her left rear tire. And just happened to spot it, and so she went inside for a minute where it was cool, and I looked at it, and so I pulled it out, and lo and behold, it was a real tiny screw, and it didn't go through all the way through. So she was she got lucky on that one.
Here's another doing it on that. You didn't have to plug it, which is a good thing. I don't like it when I get metal objects in my tires. It's a crazy thing, but when I tore the barn down, I got a magnet, and one of those roller magnets, and went around the backyard and picked up all the, I picked up a bunch of screws and nails and all of that. I'm sure there's still some out there, and I'll probably wind up with a flat tire sooner or later. KI-4 DOS.
Go ahead, Shane. All those. Miss Joy, and you go out there barefooted and just walk around the yard, just hit every area, and then you'll find them.
Right. It sounds good in theory, but in practical purposes, I don't believe I want to do that. I've stepped on nails before. Had them go all the way through my foot and had to go to the doctor. I don't want to do that again.
I did that when I was a kid. They were building on a room to my grandmother's house and where we were living at the time. And they left a little 2x4 and a 16-penny nail driven all the way through it. And of course, it was laying with the nail straight up, and I didn't see it, and I stepped on it, went right straight through the, came out the top of my foot. That was a lot of fun.
I didn't say you'd like it, I just said it'd be a guaranteed way to find them. But no, that wouldn't be a good idea. I've stepped on them, I've never had them go through that far, Dave. I've had them puncture and go in pretty deep. And even through work boots, that's happened on a construction site. But anyway, I'm going to let you guys go. I'm about there, my next stop, going past the clock and headed to the post office. We'll talk to you guys later. Have a good afternoon. N4ZLK.
Them trees, you be careful out there. And remember, the post office is not going to be open on Monday, so you won't have to go over there then. I don't know if they'll want you to come in or not. Anyway, step tree there, my friend. Just take care. Be careful.
Hey, Shane, we'll have a good one. Gary, I'm going to bail on you, too. I'm sitting here getting ready to pull in the garage, so I'm going to go inside and take a shower. Y'all have a good day and enjoy this beautiful day. Stay hydrated. And we'll talk to you later, KP4CPA.
That was good timing, because I was going to have to sign in just a minute or so. But hope to see you up at Shelby. I'm planning on going up on Friday. I don't know if go Friday or Saturday yet, but the plan is right now to go on Friday, so we'll have to wait and see about that. But if we do, hopefully we'll see you up there. Sub Trey, my friend, have a good afternoon, and go in there and take your shower and get all cleaned up so you can go play tennis again later. Sub Trey, KB4CBA, KI4DOS Mobile.